Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Once more, HMS Tribridge is in dry dock for a refit. Only this time, the work being carried out is not a direct result of Mr. Phillips' navigation. Something new is being added. But just what that something new is, nobody seems to know. However, with a crew such as Tribridge has, you can bet your bosun's pipe they intend to find out.
Look, all I want to know is, what is it? Why are they fitting it there? What does it do? How does it work? And who said the perisher was safe, whatever it is?
Well, taking those questions in order, Chief, the answers are, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, and we haven't been told.
Thank you, sir. In that case, Pertwee, for one, is not putting this delicate oof aboard again until he does know and has been told. I don't like it, sir. No, I don't like it at all.
Oh, don't you? I thought it looked quite pretty. I mean, the grey paint matches the rest of the ensemble perfectly. Amazing how they always manage to get the same delicate shade.
Look, Mr. Phillips, sir.
Yes, Petrie?
Look, this may come as a shock to you, sir, but when their rollicking lordships order grey paint, they don't just nip round to the ironmongers for a quart tin. They buy thousands of gallons of the stuff at the same time.
With people like you in charge of the stores, in order to get a quart, they'd have to.
Oh, sir. How could you be so unkind? Whatever made you think I'd stoop so low as to knock off their lordship in paint?
Possibly the fact that every house within a 5-mile radius of Portsmouth Dockyard is painted battleship grey.
Yeah, provided Uncle Ebenezer have enough undercoat, he does a lovely job. But it was... I haven't noticed.
It's when their rollicking lordships notice you want to worry.
Now, look, Jed, never mind about the grey paint. Now, what about whatever it is that does to whatever it is, whenever it does it? Whenever that is.
Mr. Phillips. Oh, don't look at me, sir. I'm as baffled by that mouthful as you are. After two whatevers and three whenevers, I gave up.
Look, all I want to know is, what does whatever it is do to whatever it is?
Don't stop doing that. We've no more idea what it is than you have, except that it must be something to do with defense.
See what?
Defense. That's the wooden stuff you put round the garden.
Now, shut up.
I think I'm going to be desperately ill.
And should you be so inclined, sir, I wouldn't blame you one iota. Look, it's no time for whimsical wheezes, Mr. Murray, sir. Look, we've a right to know whatever it is and whatever that is does.
It's no use you leading off at me, Chief. I know nothing more than you do. If you're so curious, why not ask Captain Povey what whatever that is does whenever what happens to you who... Well, ask him, not me.
And I shall, sir. I shall. I'm going straight round to his office, and I'm going to demand to know what this is all about.
Will you?
Yes, sir, I shall. So don't try to be... Lovely... Lovely day, sir. We're just sort of admiring the view.
Well, interesting, isn't it?
Yes, very, very.
The sun's rays falling on the Isle of Wight over there.
And that way, on a clear day...
Don't keep him in suspense any longer, sir. Tell him what this modification is there fitting to our ship, or you burst.
But if you must know, it's a navigational aid.
Oh, yes. Well, I did have my suspicions. As a navigation officer, I naturally recognize the tools of my trade pretty quickly.
recognize them. You wouldn't even know your compass.
Unless it had a label on it.
Gentlemen, please, if we could get back to this modification, it might be as well if at least one of us knew what it was for.
Thank you, number one. Well, briefly, it's a new form of navigational aid. And I recommended that the first one should be fitted to your ship.
I say that's jolly decent of you, sir. We've no idea you thought so highly of our efforts.
I don't. It's because of your past efforts that I considered fitting your ship with every conceivable form of navigational aid an absolute priority.
Yeah, and speaking on behalf of the rest of the crew, we're extremely grateful, sir.
Now, just a minute. Whose side are you on?
Berkeley's, of course.
Captain Povey, sir. Hmm? How does this navigating mill modificate if it is... New bit of help, where are we doing work?
It operates on a similar principle as the robot pilot in an aeroplane. Before leaving harbor, all the details of your correct course are fed into a sort of computer, along with the chart of the area you are to sail in. From then on, in the event of your going off course or making an error, it sounds a warning on the bridge.
Really? I have a feeling that is a noise we shall soon be familiar with.
Tommy, do you realize what this means? I've been automated.
Oh, what a shame.
Unfortunately, not completely. Obviously, changing weather conditions may require you to vary from your original course. In that case, the information fed to the computer has to be varied accordingly.
Oh, blimey, I knew there'd be a snag in it. Look, first puff of wind when we weren't looking, and Fred computicles turns it in, and we're back to left and down a bit. I'll pick it that way.
Yeah, well, you better not. You're going out on trials as soon as the ship is completed, and you'll be expected to have mastered it by the time you come back.
Well, is there a manual thing about it, sir? I mean, something I could swap out.
Certainly. Yes, you'd better come along to my office and collect them.
Oh, thanks for them.
There are 14 manuals altogether. Each one contains 400 pages.
That should take care of your long winter evening for you, sir.
Never do it. He's never read anything longer than Noddy in Toyland in his life. Even that took him a month.
No, it didn't. I just like looking at the pictures.
You probably thought they were self-portraits.
Why are you always so unkind to me? Is it something I've said?
Usually. Now, you'd better follow me, all of you. You'd better give him a hand to carry those manuals. The sooner he starts reading them, the better.
Why, sir, when do we sail?
The day after tomorrow.
Oh, well, that gives us plenty of time. I think I'd like to faint.
Quite honestly, I don't think you've got time.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Hello, Stephen. I see they've put your little boat back in the water.
Yes. Heather.
Go on.
I was wondering if you were busy this evening.
Why? What do you want mended?
No, I wondered if you'd like to go out somewhere.
Oh. Well, I expect I shall be going out with Leslie.
I don't think you will. I think he's spending the evening curled up on the sofa with 14 good books.
What?
Well, old Thunderguts has lumbered him with all the training manuals for this new navigational aid doings thing. He's got to be word perfect by the time we sail tomorrow.
Oh, no. It's not fair. They expect too much of him. If he tries to cram that lot into his poor little brain, it'll blow up. I mean, he's not used to it.
What I don't understand is, he's even trying to fill his bonch with all that codswallop. Nobody's been able to get a word out of him since he got those manuals. He's never stopped looking at them.
Is he reading them or just looking at the pictures?
No, there aren't any pictures.
Oh, well, that's done it. He'll send himself straight up the wall.
Well, with his navigation, I doubt if it will be straight. But he'll get there eventually.
Now you're just being kind.
No, believe me, Heather, I do realize that this is an emergency. Admiralty are trying to get a quart into a half-pint pot.
My fiancé has not got a pot. He's just well built.
Except for the head. Now, Heather, about this evening, I thought we could...
figures, that is those with the circular notation from the fourth column are now plotted on squared paper. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And then a compare with the actual course, each dot being put under the ship's heading on which it was obtained. Now, the sun had been moving all the time during the operation, and there was no average rate of change of bearing between due north heading operations and due east observations at given times, is Captain Povian.
What? Yes, dear.
Thank you, don't interrupt. Now, then, we know the rate of change, and all three were the same. So we take the average, which is 13 degrees in 49 minutes. See chart 4, page 28, volume 6. Leather bound, 57 and sixpence extra. Reserve your copy now, and it will be seen that the one rate of change is directly sympathetic to the ratio. And did you say Captain Purdy was in?
Yes, darling.
Tell him I haven't got time. Good afternoon. Well, now we use a pair of dividers, and we plot each of the ring positions in fig 22, page 248. Gold embossed chrome car, £42, £10 extra. Reserve your copy now, as supplies are limited to regular readers only. And with the square of the hypersensitive and the change of bearing, and compensating point of 0811 for the line X, which is now risen by a mark Q, it follows that the corrected positions means a swing towards the table on page 12. Volume 3, special library edition that reduced prices, see separate leaflet. Thus, a deviation of 0.23 degrees must mean disaster. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's not fair. All that duck will turn him ever so odd.
I don't see what you're worrying about. We've got to put to sea with him.
What? Well, they can't do that. With his poor little head full of all that rubbish, he'll do somebody a mischief.
Quite. And I've got an awful feeling I know who.
Now, with Fred Computable's gain knob control at the off position, and ignoring the chance echo soundings, I say what we need now is a spot of the old down. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit.
Oh, well, really?
In that case, right hand up a bit.
Right hand up a bit, it is.
In the immortal words of Abel Seaman Johnson, sir, it's not happy. It's definitely not happy.
I don't understand it.
Those are the truest words you've spoken since you started trying to work the beastly thing.
Well, perhaps this is a Mark II, and all the guff I read about was for a Mark I.
Well, give it another chance, sir.
Oh, very well. Not that it deserves one, mark you. And left... right... oh, all right, then. Steady at that.
Steady at that, it is, sir.
Oh, sir, it loves you at last.
Unless it was merely expressing an opinion... Bridge number one here.
Ops room. Beatty here, old man. Are you alone up there?
Well, only in a manner of speaking.
Oh, know what you mean. This is a bit delicate.
Go on.
It's this new navigation device thing. We've got most of its mechanical gubbings down here, and we'd be quickly obliged if you'd stop Mr. Phillips giving navigational orders.
Why?
Well, every time he does, the whole thing glows red hot and makes the most dreadful noises.
Yes, we've heard some of them. Leave it to me.
You know, I'm awfully sorry. Far be it from me to upset Fred Computicles. But according to my reckoning, we definitely need a bit of left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit.
Perhaps it needs oiling. Bridge number one here.
Beatty here. He's been at it again, hasn't he?
I'm afraid so. No, it won't happen again.
Just as well. It's 120 of the shade down here, and there isn't any.
Honestly, the way everybody's carrying on, I can't think why I came on this trip at all.
That's something which has had us a bit baffled and all, sir. Look, do you by any chance know where we're supposed to be sailing?
What? Of course I do. As if I'd forget a thing like that. I mean, with a mission as important as this, the name is forever imprinted on my memory.
Where is it, then?
I've got it written down on a piece of paper somewhere. Yes, here it is. Falkenberg.
Huenberg?
Falkenberg. It's on the coast of Sweden. Now, we're to be met there by supply ship for an equipment check, refueling, and inspection.
Does that include the stores?
No, it doesn't, sir. You can relax, Chief. At least I don't think it does. Of course, on the other hand, it's,
On the other hand, it's,
Oh, shut up. I wasn't talking to you. Oh, nasty.
Well, don't you stand for it, sir. You tell it when it gets off. One more and we'll have it melted down and made into a bed spring.
The ridiculous Pertwee. Who wants a bed spring that goes...
quite.
Does anybody know how much further Falkenberg is?
Well, sir, give or take a mile or so in either direction. No.
And with... on the bridge, he wouldn't dare say if he did know.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, Captain.
What is it, Goldstein?
Well, nothing really. Just that I was getting a bit bored.
What?
Not much of a job this, you know, sir. Gawping at water all the time. I mean, let's face it. Once you've seen the first 100 gallons, you've seen it all.
Goldstein, did you buzz just to waste my time?
Oh, some of it's bluer than others. It's the chalk that does that, of course. There's a patch of fish guard that looks a treat with the sun on it. Odd that, because there's no chalk there. And then a bit further round in Cardigan Bay, there's a warm current of air that brings a stream...
Goldstein, I haven't got time to waste discussing a lot of hot air.
Ah, but that hot air rises, sir.
Then deflate it.
The what, sir?
I said...
Here comes another one of them.
What, sir?
Late. It's the things ladies are liable to suffer are worse than death of. I said it.
Oh, well, see if I care.
Oh, I don't think I'll bother, sir. Oh, if anybody's interested, we seem to be sailing a bit close to some lump of land.
What?
Only don't ask me where it is, but I'll tell you one thing.
Well?
It's not Cardigan Bay, because the sea isn't blue enough.
Now, just a bit. Oh, well, why should I bother?
Now, look, was somebody mind telling Pertwee where we are?
Well, don't look at me. How should I know? I've been automated.
Oh, sir, I wish you wouldn't keep saying that.
Well, it's true. And that's where the machine breaks down, you see. You can't ask it questions. If you do, you're liable to get a... for an answer.
Oh, shut up a minute and listen. We're slowing down.
Lovely, so we are.
That's odd. We've stopped. Now, how did that happen?
Well, I never touched a thing.
Then Fred must have done it.
Your Fred computer goes out. Now I've been automated.
That's amazing. Obviously, we must be off Falkenberg. The navigational aid thing has eaten all the old guff you fed into it and switched off.
Towed me all the way to Sweden on its tod.
Here.
I wonder if it could work out a winning line on the pool.
Now, let's keep a sense of proportion. Who was it who fed all the information into the blooming thing?
Yes, that is a thought. I suppose this is Falkenberg.
Well, it's no sign of a depot ship, then.
Lost their way, probably. Bad show.
Well, there's a fishing boat to port, sir. Shall I give him a shout at the check-up?
Yes, perhaps you'd better.
Right, sir. Ahoy, there! Swedish fisherman. Jumping Yemeni. Guys, British Navy boat. Oil up. On the oil
steaming panel.
I didn't know he spoke the language.
That is a Swedish fisherman, doesn't either.
Yeah, let me have a try.
Ahoy there, Swedish fisherman!
Grano. Lovely, lovely.
Yeah. What a bit of luck, he speaks English.
Yeah, and I've got an awful suspicion why.
Ahoy there!
Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell us, please, is this Falconberg?
Falconberg? Not likely. This is Falmer.
Falmer?
Mr. Phillips.
Now, don't blame me. It's not my fault if Fred Computer Girls can't spell, is it?
Well, possibly not, sir. Only if you're thinking of using that as your excuse to Captain Povey when we get back to Portsmouth.
Yeah?
I wouldn't, sir. No, I most definitely would not. Where are they? That's what I want to know. Where the blue blistering places are they?
Oh, I do hope Trowbridge is all right. You don't think anything can have happened, do you, sir?
I doubt it. What I imagine has happened is that Mr. Phillips is having a battle of wits with the navigational aid. And neither of them will give way.
Well, you shouldn't have filled up his little head with all that technical muck. He's probably gone all proud and tried to use it.
Quite. That's what I'm afraid of.
I mean, they do say that a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, but in Leslie's case, it'll have come as a complete surprise. Hello? Captain Povey's office?
Oh, Admiralty here, miss. The Director of Naval Expenditure, Mr. Medivale, wishes to know if Captain Povey is available.
Pardale? I mean, just a moment. It's Mr. Medivale for you, sir.
Oh, dear. More trouble. Hello?
Medivale here. More trouble, I'm afraid. My word, yes. We should never have done it, of course, but you can't tell some people, can you? No, of course you can't. Goodness knows I tried, but I've shouted down, Povey, shouted down. A man in my position shouted down. Well, they're paying for it now, aren't they? By George, they are. They'll never learn, you know. One does one's best, but it'll all happen again. It'll all happen again next week, probably, but that's life, isn't it? How's the wife?
Eh? What? Oh,
Is she really? Well, that's a relief, isn't it? Now then, this is a fine kettle of fish, isn't it, Povey? A poor do, Povey, a poor do. My word, it is. A poor do. In fact, it could well be the poorest do I've ever seen.
What are you?
I'm glad you asked me that, Povey. It helped, you see, it helped. It
what
helped.
Does?
It helped. Ah, well, that's another story, isn't it? And not a very pretty one as yours. I'm sure you'll agree. You do agree, don't you, Povey?
Yes.
Ah,
I mean, well,
I knew I could rely on you. And then there are these signals, you see. My word, these signals. My word, that shook the fools when they started pouring in. The signals, I mean, not the fools. Didn't surprise me at all. No, but then you may think I was merely being wise after the event.
Oh, I didn't think anything. Signals? What signals?
No, do try and concentrate, old man. We're all in this together, you know. She's your frigate after all. Where she'll turn up next, I dread to think. But then I did warn them. What did I mention that?
Are you talking about Trotbridge? What happened? Where is she?
Ah, yes, well, there you have it. You see, so far we have had reports of her being sighted off Falmouth, Falkirk, and Falkland.
Oh, good grief.
Yes. The fool inventor's mistake somewhere, I suppose. Obviously, the blasted thing can't spill. He's coming down here with the Admiral this afternoon on the off chance that Trowbridge may turn it in and return the base.
But can't we send a signal to her and order them back?
Oh, we tried, but this idiot Crump, for that's the inventor, he's crossed his wires or something. Every time we try to send a signal to Trowbridge, the only answer we get is a...
Oh, dear.
Yes, quite. Well, over to you, Povey. Over to you. It's all yours. It's all yours. By George, it is.
Wait. What time will the Admiral and Mr. Crump... Hello.
You know, Chief, I'm beginning to think Mr. Phillips is right. That is what's wrong with this navigation thing.
What is that?
It can't spell. Ever since we abandoned Falconberg and fitted the Gus to get us back to Portsmouth, we've been to Port Call, Port Isaac, Portland Bill, Port Low, and unless I'm mistaken, we're now well on the way to the Port of London.
We're not, you know. I've switched Fred Computicles off.
Eh? Oh, well, that accounts for it. I wonder why we hadn't heard of for some time.
I thought Fred Computicles must be sulking.
Yeah. I suppose it's all right. Old Thundercuts didn't say anything about us switching it off.
Well, there was no choice, sir. It would keep arguing with me. So eventually I decided to have the last word and pulled Fred plug out.
Oh, poor old Fred. Here, I hope he's not going to go all of a glue down below again.
Well, I imagine we'd have heard from Batesy by now if he was. I take it we're now relying on your navigation, Mr. Phillips.
Of course.
Throw me out of the frying pan into the fire. We'll never see Pompey again. I know we won't. May have been the wrong place, but at least with Fred Computicles, we headed straight to somewhere.
Now, don't be so unkind. I know exactly what I'm doing. We'll be coming into Portsmouth any minute now.
Yeah, well, by process of elimination, I suppose we're almost bound to.
Don't give a chap any credit, do you? Any more, and I'll switch Fred Computicles on again.
Oh, no, sir, please, no, don't. Next time you might settle for port side. And I'm not a camel-loving type.
The bridge, number one here.
Great to hear, old man. The wireless seems to be working again, which is rather a pity.
Pity? Why?
Well, Captain Poe's office has just sent us a stinker. The Admiral and the inventor of Fred Computicles are waiting for us at Pompey and have been for rather a long time.
Oh, dear. Well, we should be there shortly.
In a second now, I can see the dockyard ahead.
You're not going to see someone else, sir. There's a fishing boat in the way.
What? He can't fish there. It's the entrance to the naval dockyard. It's not allowed. Honestly. A wolf.
No.
Give him a shout on the loud hailer, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ahoy there! You fisherman nit! What are you doing up?
Good afternoon. Lovely day.
What? Lummy, he must have sailed all the way round from Falmer. Fancy him doing that in the... I think I'd like to ask him a question.
We all would.
Ask away, sir, if you dare.
But this is ridiculous. I'm sure I'm right. Ahoy there, Mr. Fishman. This is Portsmouth, isn't it?
Portsmouth? Not likely. This is Falmer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I wasn't right, was I? Full of sound bow, left hand down a bit. I think we're going to be late.
I assure you, Admiral, they must be here shortly. I told them to come directly to my office as soon as they finish tying up.
Well, at least the fools are back. That's something, I suppose. No fault of this idiot Crump here, of course.
Well, really, I must...
No, you mustn't, so shut up. Oh, where are they? I want to get back to me digs.
Oh, you staying the night here, sir?
Of course not. I'm staying the night here. The CNC has fixed me up with some dreadful hovel run by some frightful old biddy just outside the dockyard. Oh, that reminds me, Povic.
Mr. Murray, Mr. Phillips and CPO Pertwee to see you, sir.
Right, wheel them in.
What? Do I feel like a general? Of course I do. Thought you'd never ask. Now, about these digs...
No, no, sir. She said the officers are here.
Officers' bar only has beer? What a funny lot. Oh, well, that'll do. Send for a gallon. Now, Povey, about these digs...
Admiral, you've got it wrong. I think...
No, you don't, Crump. Shut up. Now, about these digs...
Here we are, sir. Sorry to have kept you waiting.
We've been at sea so long, we've forgotten how to tie up.
I do feel I owe you chaps a bit of an apology.
Oh, thank you, sir. The feeling is mutual, I'm sure. I was beginning to think we were going to be the Marie Celeste all over again.
Obviously, there's a flaw in your navigational aid somewhere, sir. But do you know, at one time... we thought it was... we thought it was because it couldn't spell.
It can't.
What?
You see, one part of its mechanism contains the names of all the ports in the world in alphabetical order. And unfortunately, I hadn't realized it would go to all the places beginning with the first three letters of the port you want first. That's why, instead of going to Falconbird direct, you went to Falmouth, Falkirk, and so on first.
Oh, I see.
Well, I don't. It don't work out. In alphabetical order, Falmouth comes after Falkirk.
That is the other snag. It doesn't know its alphabet either.
Oh, well, really? How ignorant can you get?
Oh, do shut up, the lot of you. I was talking, you know.
Oh, good grief, sir, you were, sir. Something reminded you about what?
About these digs I'm staying at. Beats me how any of the local idiots know their own houses. They all look the same.
Good evening. Not so many, one and all.
Look the same, sir. Haven't you noticed? Extraordinary thing. Every house for miles is painted battleship grey.
Good night.
You better look into it, Povey. I shouldn't be surprised if some thieving hound isn't nicking Admiralty paint.
The swine. If that's all, I'll be off.
Stay where you are, Pertwee. I want a word with you. I've been meaning to ask you about all those indents for grey paint. Now, I've got them here. March, 85 gallons. April, 304 gallons.
Yeah, well, business picked up in the spring.
Yeah, May, 206 gallons. June, 412 gallons. July, 775.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been taking some liberties with The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Lieutenant Bates was Michael Bates, the fisherman was Laurie Wyman, Mr. Merivale was Ronnie Barker, and the Admiral was played by Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston. Thank you.